Welcome to Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Sacramento Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting second. The right fielder, Kyle Tucker. Batting third. The designated hitter, Seiya Suzuki. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Michael Busch. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nico Hoerner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Matt Shaw. Batting ninth. The catcher, Carson Kelly. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ben Brown. For the Sacramento Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lawrence Butler. Batting second. The designated hitter, Brent Rooker. Batting third. The center fielder, J.J. Bleday. Batting fourth. The catcher, Shay Langeliers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Miguel Andujar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Giovanni Urshela. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Max Muncy. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jacob Wilson. Pitching for the Sacramento Athletics, Joey Estes. And now, play ball. Ian Happ batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. That is ball 4. Happ is on with a walk. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tucker hits a double. Happ moves to third. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Suzuki hits a fly ball towards left. Andujar makes the catch for the out. Happ scores. Tucker moves to third. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mike Busch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Busch hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Tucker scores. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swanson hits a drive into center field. Going, gone. A solo home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hoerner hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Hoerner is out. 2 outs. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crow Armstrong strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Butler strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rooker hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bleday hits a ground ball towards second. Hoerner throws to second to get Rooker. Bleday is on first. 2 outs. Shay Langeliers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Langeliers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Langeliers is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Shaw hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Kelly is on with a walk. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Happ is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Happ hits a fly ball towards right. Butler is there to make the catch. Two outs. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Tucker is one for one in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Kelly moves to second. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Suzuki strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. One out. Miguel Andujar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Andujar is on with a walk. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Urshela hits a line drive towards short. Swanson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Muncy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Muncy strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bush hits a fly ball towards left. Andujar makes the catch for the out. One out. Dansby Swanson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Crow Armstrong is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Crow Armstrong is on with a walk. Horner moves to second. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Urshela makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Butler is safe at second with a double. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rooker hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Rooker is out. One out. JJ Bleday is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bleday is 0 for 1 in the game. Bleday hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. Two outs. Shay Langeliers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Langeliers is 0 for 1 in the game. Langeliers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Athletics 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Happ is on with a walk. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tucker hits a fly ball towards right. Butler is there to make the catch. One out. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Happ moves to second. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush hits a fly ball towards center. Baldy makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson hits a fly ball towards center. Baldy makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. 1 out. Miguel Andujar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andujar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Andujar hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Urshela is 0 for 1 in the game. Urshela hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Andujar moves to second. Max Muncy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Muncy is 0 for 1 in the game. Muncy hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Muncy is safe at second with a double. Andujar scores. Urshela moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Wilson is out. Urshela scores. Muncy moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Butler is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Athletics 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoerner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoerner hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Mitch Spence replaces Joey Estes as pitcher. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crow Armstrong is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crow Armstrong hits a ground ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Crow Armstrong is safe at second with a double. Hoerner moves to third. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Shaw is on with a walk. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Hoerner scores. Crow Armstrong scores. Shaw moves to third. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Happ is called out on strikes. 1 out. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Shaw scores. Kelly moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Cubs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Mike Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kelly scores. Tucker scores. It's 10-3, Cubs. Noah Murdock replaces Mitch Spence as pitcher. Dansby Swanson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Swanson is on with a walk. Bush moves to second. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. That is ball 4. Horner is on with a walk. Bush moves to third. Swanson moves to second. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crow Armstrong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Crow Armstrong hits a fly ball towards left. Andujar makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rooker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rooker hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Rooker is out. One out. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bleday is 0 for 2 in the game. Bleday hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Kelly makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Langeliers is on with a walk. Tyler Soderstrom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Soderstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderstrom hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Soderstrom is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Athletics 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaw hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Soderstrom makes the catch for the out. One out. Carson Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Kelly is safe at second with a double. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Happ is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a drive into left center field. That ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kelly scores. It's 11-3, Cubs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Suzuki is on with a walk. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bush is hit by the pitch. Tucker moves to third. Suzuki moves to second. Bush is on first. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Swanson is safe at second with a double. Tucker scores. Suzuki scores. Bush moves to third. It's 13-3, Cubs. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoerner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hoerner hits a ball towards short. Wilson can't make the play in time. Hoerner gets a base hit. Bush scores. Swanson moves to third. It's 14-3, Cubs. Jose LeClaire replaces Noah Murdock as pitcher. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crow Armstrong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Crow Armstrong hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Swanson scores. Hoerner moves to second. It's 15-3, Cubs. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaw hits a ball towards short. Wilson makes a fielder's choice. Hoerner moves to third. Crow Armstrong moves to second. Shaw is on first. Force play challenged by CHC manager, Craig Council. Original call overturned as shown. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kelly is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. That is ball 4. Kelly is on with a walk. Hoerner scores. Crow Armstrong moves to third. Shaw moves to second. It's 16-3, Cubs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Happ is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Happ hits a ground ball towards first. Soderstrom fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Julian Merriweather replaces Ben Brown as pitcher. Miguel Andujar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Andujar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andujar hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. 1 out. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Urshela is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Urshela softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Merriweather throws to first, and Urshela is out. 2 outs. Max Muncy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Muncy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Muncy hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Kelly makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Athletics 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Schumann replaces Jacob Wilson playing shortstop batting 9th. Seth Brown replaces Lawrence Butler as right fielder batting 1st. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tucker is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker hits a fly ball towards center. Baldé makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Suzuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bush is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Bush hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Swanson hits a fly ball towards left. Andujar makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Colin Aurier replaces Dansby Swanson as pitcher and batting 5th. John Birdie replaces Nico Hoerner as second baseman batting sixth. Gage Workman replaces Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ian Happ playing shortstop batting first. Seiya Suzuki moves from DH to left fielder. Team loses DH, Schumann hits a fly ball towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. One out. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown hits a line drive deep towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. Two outs. Brent Rooker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rooker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rooker hits a line drive, base hit into center field. J.J. Baldee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baldee is 0 for 3 in the game. Baldee hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Rooker moves to third. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Langeliers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Langeliers hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Athletics 3. The Cubs will come to bat. T.J. McFarland replaces Jose LeClaire as pitcher. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Birdie hits a line drive towards right. Brown is there to make the catch. One out. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crow Armstrong is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Crow Armstrong hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to McFarland covering, and Crow Armstrong is out. Two outs. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. That is ball 4. Shaw is on with a walk. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Kelly hits a fly ball into right center field. That ball is in the gap. Kelly rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Shaw scores. It's 17-3, Cubs. Gage Workman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Workman hits a fly ball towards center. Baldee makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 17, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tyler Soderstrom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Soderstrom is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderstrom hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Crow Armstrong is there and makes the catch. One out. Miguel Andujar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Andujar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andujar hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Urshela is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Urshela hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 17, and the Athletics 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Yohani Parida replaces T.J. McFarland as pitcher. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tucker is 3 for 6 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 18-3, Cubs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Suzuki is safe at second with a double. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Bush hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Bush is out. Suzuki moves to third. One out. Colin Aurier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Aurier is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Birdie is 0-for-1 in the game. Birdie hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Birdie is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Muncy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Muncy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Muncy hits a line drive deep towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. One out. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schumann is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumann strikes out swinging. Two outs. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball towards first. Bush can't make the play in time. Brown gets a base hit. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rooker hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Rooker is out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 18, and Sacramento Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento.